Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get more lean, more muscular, more fit, more healthy, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Hey, today is January 6, 2015. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. On this show, I'm going to be doing something that I've never done before. This is a really, really cool thing that I just figured out. If you go to my Facebook fan page, you go to facebook.com/Vegan Body Revolution. You can also get there by going to veganbodyrevolution.com and click on our social media link to Facebook. It'll take you right to our fan page. And when you click the message button, so that means it, like you're trying to send a message to the page. If you're using a mobile device that's like an iPad or an iPhone, you'll see there's an icon on the bottom right when you're writing your message that looks like a microphone. If you click on that, if you touch that, it will allow you to record a voice message to me. And if you do that, I did a test today and I asked if somebody could test that out for me and ask any fitness related question that they have regarding vegan fitness and body transformation. And it worked beautifully. I want to show it to you right now. I'm going to answer one of our fans' questions, which is a great one because it allows me to touch on a lot of great topics that I know that are really relevant to you achieving the body that you want this year. And I want to invite you to be able to use this function to connect with me and so I can answer your questions right here on the podcast. So let me go ahead and play the audio right now and I'm going to answer it. And then I'll tell you how you can ask your questions that you have for me and be featured on the show.
Hello, Thomas. My name is Brian Ackie from Babbitt, Minnesota. And my question is, I am trying to lose weight. My start weight was 450 pounds in October 2013, and now I'm at 295. But I'm at a plateau for months now, and people say, eat more protein. But how do I get all I need living in a small rural community and on a very tight budget?
First of all, Brian, thank you so much for sending me that voicemail and asking that question. I mean, I got to first start off by acknowledging, you started at 450 pounds and now you're at 295, and that's 155 pound weight loss. That in itself, since 2013, so in a little more than a year, you were able to drop 155 pounds. First of all, I just want to say, that is amazing. Congratulations. Good job on that. I can already tell you right now, there's a lot of people that are in what your old situation was that would just kill to learn how you got to even 295. So I want you to just sit and marinate in the magnificence of your accomplishment that you've made so far. That is phenomenal, my friend. All right. So if I understand correctly, you're asking a couple questions here. One is the advice that you're being given is that you have to have more protein in order to continue losing weight. You're stuck at a plateau, and what do you do about that? So I am definitely going to address that. Another question that you have is, assuming that you want to get more protein, how do you do that when you're in the middle of nowhere, I presume, and you're on a fixed income or you're on a budget? All right. Well, I've got answers for both of those things. Let me start with the easy one. How do you get more protein when you're in the middle of nowhere and you're on a fixed, or you got a fixed budget? Well, you know what? The greatest, if you're looking for just pure protein sources, really the best, the most bang for the buck that you're going to get for just pure vegan protein is going to come from vegan protein powders. Like Sun Warrior, you can buy for $40 and that'll last you. I'm not sure how much protein you're ingesting, but a giant tub of Sun Warrior protein would last me a couple weeks easily. And that's again, only $40. So it's pretty cheap to do it that way. I'm talking from a gram by gram grams of protein per dollar, or grams of protein, per dollar. That's probably going to be your best bet. Now, if you want to do something like tofu, I'm going to tell you what I did one time that worked out really well, is we ordered a thing of tofu on Amazon.com, and the price worked out pretty close to what we were getting. It was the cheapest tofu that I ever got. And I'm going to say tofu works great for supplying your protein needs. It's something that if you listen to my podcast episodes, almost every single of the top bodybuilders who are leaner than anything and that are winning contests and building muscle, tofu is one of their staples for building muscle and supplying their protein needs. All right, so don't be afraid of tofu and all the issues that people say that they relate to soy, because if any of those things were truly true, then these guys wouldn't be winning contests, they wouldn't be as lean as they were, and they wouldn't be gaining muscle as well as they have been. And plus, I've used it as well, and so have my students. So I don't think the issue is with tofu as much as it is with things like soy protein isolate, which a lot of the bad press that comes around the use of soy is actually around the use of soy protein isolate, which is a highly refined, unnatural version of soy. So if we're talking about tofu, I would say go to Amazon.com, look up tofu. You'll find a packet of tofu that you can order. And we've done it one time, and it was delicious. I think it was Morinaga was the brand or the company. But I think it averaged around $2.50 per packet, which the lowest price I've ever seen was at Sprouts Farmers Market, which was 99 cents per packet. And now the prices that I see for tofu at my local grocery store, the lowest average that I see is around $2 to $2.50 per packet. So it actually works out, especially if you're an Amazon Prime member with the free shipping. Also, if you are near a Costco and Wall. Yeah, I'd say Costco. Costco typically has pretty good prices on tofu as well. Another thing I'm going to recommend too is if you don't have any gluten sensitivity or gluten allergies, I'm going to say, why don't you try making your own seitan? You can purchase the ingredients for seitan pretty cheaply. It's all it is a bag of wheat gluten that you can purchase in bulk, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated, so you can purchase that online as well. You just need to go through, and again, you can find YouTube videos and look it up online. My wife has done this several times. You can make your own seitan, which is an extremely rich source of protein that's 100% vegan. Again, that's if you don't have any gluten sensitivities. All right, and then of course, and protein powder, and those are my tips for helping you save as much money as you can when you don't have access to a plethora of different vegan options based on where you live. Now, of course, you can also go the beans route, which beans and lentils and things like that are considered in the vegan community a rich source of protein, although the carbohydrate content in those are far greater than the protein that you get out of it. But if you consider what you get out of beans and things like that, beans and lentils as a good source of protein, go for it, man. I mean, because that by far is going to be your cheapest option if you're not worried about the carbohydrates from the beans and the lentils, which I wouldn't be if I were you. I did a test one time after reading Tim Ferriss's book, and this made no sense to me how he was able to pull it off and how I was able to pull it off. But I went on a massive bean diet for an entire month. I wanted to see if it was humanly possible to eat as much beans as humanly possible, right? I mean, every single meal, 5 to 6 meals a day, I was eating huge amounts of beans, like full cans of beans or lentils and chickpeas. And according to Tim Ferriss, you were going to be able to lose weight when you did that. Well, you know what happened? After an entire 28 days eating just massive amount of beans with every single meal, I actually lost 2 pounds. I couldn't believe it. So you might want to give that a try. That would definitely be your cheapest option. If you're not concerned with the carbohydrates from beans, you can go to your local grocery store, Walmart, and buy the dried beans, and you can get those so cheaply. That would save you a ton of money. So give those things a try. Now, I don't know what you're eating right now, so I can't really tell you if what you're eating and how you're eating is supporting your weight loss anymore. If you've lost weight and if you've done it by severe caloric restriction, there's a good chance that you've lowered your metabolism. There's a good chance that you might not be getting the ingredients in that are required for increasing your metabolism. But I am going to tell you that protein is not one of those nutrients that has a huge effect on raising your metabolism. If you want to raise your metabolism, I teach this at our Metabolic Mastery Intensive. One of the things that you can start doing is making sure that you start drastically increasing the amount of whole foods that you get in, especially greens. So if you look at the smoothies that I post on my Facebook fan page almost every morning, start modeling after that. In fact, here, do this. Go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Click on the free courses link and get yourself the audio recording, the Leaner, Fitter, I think it's called Leaner, Fitter, Healthy at Any Age, where I go over and I give you one of my favorite smoothie recipes right there that helps raise metabolism. Start really pounding those as much as you possibly can, if you can afford it and if it fits in your budget. Now, the other results killer that I see when a lot of people get down to a certain plateau is I actually don't really focus too much on their eating. What I really focus on is on their exercise. And so if you've been working out in a certain way over the past year or year and a few months, then there's a good chance that your body's become extremely efficient at it. You've probably become very, very good at what you're doing. Now, one thing that you have to understand about the body is it is remarkable at adapting to things. So your body wants to get you from point A to, well, If you have changed, whenever you go through an exercise program, your body wants to adjust to that level of activity as quickly as it possibly can. And then once it's there, it wants to stay there. So in order for you to continue losing weight, you got to make sure that you are continually progressing. So my next question for you, this is less of an answer, but more of a question, is are you continually progressing. That means that every single week, are you getting stronger? Every single week, are you increasing the intensity and the duration of your current exercise routine? It doesn't matter if it's cardio, it doesn't matter if it's weights, it doesn't matter if it's both, but are you increasing the intensity and the duration? Because my guess is the answer is probably no. My guess is that if you're in a plateau right now, you've also plateaued in your workout routine. So please follow up with me and let me know the answers to those questions, and I can better serve you that way. Feel free to just send me a message back with those questions, with the answers to my questions that I have for you, and let's see if I can help you. And then please keep me updated on your progress. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate that. So listen, folks, I want to invite you to be able to do the same thing. If you've got a question that you're just dying to ask, or if you want me to look at something that's going on with your body or your routine or your nutrition, do me a favor, leave it in a voicemail. So the way you do that is you go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on the Facebook social media icon so you can go to our Facebook fan page, and then click on the message button. Yes, message. And then what you're going to do, if you've got a mobile device or like an iPad or an iPhone, you'll see it, little icon on the bottom right that looks like a microphone. You click that, and then what you do is you hold down the record button. And what I want you to do is this. Say hello, state your name and where you're from, so that way everybody knows where you're from and they can kind of relate to you. It's how we kind of build our community. And then pose your question. That's it. Just say, hello, this is Thomas. Hello, Thomas, I got a question for you, so on and so forth. And that's it. I'll be happy to answer that for you in an upcoming episode. All right, so listen, speaking of metabolism, listen, I'm going to encourage all of you to go ahead and download that right now. I'm going to be opening the doors to our Metabolic Mastery Intensive pretty soon. We are securing the date for that. Just talk to the venue. It looks pretty certain that we're going to be having it on February 28th. So first of all, congratulations to all of you who have won tickets to that. We had a few contests going on, and also for those of you who purchased both our Vegan Tummy Tightener program and our Vegan Muscle Project program, you guys were able to take advantage of that 2-day sale that I had during my son's birthday. You guys have 2 tickets come to you. I'm going to be sending you the information for that. But it looks like I'll know by the end of this week that the 28th of February is going to be the day. Now, before that, for those of you who are wondering if it's for you, I'm going to tell you right now, if you have still some more to go to achieve the body that you want, the level of leanness that you want to get shredded this year, if you want to be able to increase your metabolism and make that support you and make it a lot easier, then you definitely want to go that. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hook you guys up with a preview call, and it's going to be 100% for free, but you are going to have to register for it. So I will be posting the details for that very, very soon. But if you want to, I'm gonna do something a little special for you. If you want to get in on the early bird, I got a little extra early bird gift for you. If you want to send me a message between now and the end of the week when I set the details up for that preview teleseminar, which I'm gonna go over the steps to raising your metabolism and getting shredded this year, you send me a message. I don't care if it's a Facebook message or an email. Between now and then, I am going to hook you up with an extra special gift that I guarantee you're going to want. You are definitely going to want it. All right? So just send me an email, contact, use the contact form at veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, to download that training, the metabolism raising training, you just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on free courses near the top, and you'll see the link to it right there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am it's just such an honor to be able to serve you in this way. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will catch you on the next podcast.